Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
We are going to continue talking about Greenpeace today. It's an exciting subject. I was looking forward to this so much before today's program, and now my wish is going to be fulfilled. We are going to continue talking about Greenpeace, that organization that wants to make the world a better place.
Your wish is being fulfilled. Oh, Tom. What a wish. Well, we're on day two of talking about Greenpeace. We're calling them a voice for planet Earth. As you all know, Earth can't really speak to us. So someone has to speak for the Earth, and that's this group called Greenpeace. They have a lot of good causes. One of them is to protect ancient forests. I think we should protect our beautiful forests. I like that. They also want to promote clean energy, so we'll have cleaner air. They're also trying to challenge companies that use destructive fishing practices or farming practices. I wouldn't mind if they got a little bit tough on those fishermen who cut off the shark fins and then leave the sharks to die in the ocean. I think that's pretty mean.
I think that's part of their agenda as well. Uh-huh. They're also against people like that. There's a lot of people out there who don't like those sharks being killed for shark's fin soup.
It's very sad.
That is a delicacy in some places. Mm-hmm. Lots of sharks have to die because of that. But, that's something that Greenpeace is against. And again, as you said, they support protecting forests and using clean energy and stuff like that. So, hey, let's continue talking about Greenpeace, a little bit of their history and what they're trying to do. Let's get to it. Let's read the entire content of today's lesson right now. Since Greenpeace came into existence some 40 years ago, it has been extremely active in staging protests to promote its causes. The first of these came in 1971, when activists helped to bring an end to nuclear testing in Amchitka Island, Alaska. Greenpeace was also very active in lobbying governments and staging non-violent protests, which encouraged nations to ratify the Kyoto Protocol, an international treaty designed to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Not all of Greenpeace's opposition tactics are so diplomatic. In 2012, Greenpeace activists managed to shut down 75 Shell gas stations in the UK. This was done to protest against the company's decision to drill for oil in the Arctic, which would severely damage the ecosystem in the region. Activists raided the stations and used an emergency switch to prevent gasoline from reaching the pumps. To delay the company from switching the supply back on, protesters also removed a fuse from the pumps. Then they draped a Save the Arctic banner over the Shell logo to draw attention to their campaign. During the protests, police arrested 24 activists. Because of tactics like these, some people have questioned whether the organization sometimes goes too far. Greenpeace also made news in Taiwan after it conducted a test which revealed that fruits and vegetables sold in traditional markets may contain toxic pesticides. Many of these pesticides are so harmful that they have already been banned in Europe. Greenpeace activists hope that Taiwan's Council of Agriculture will take action to prevent people from getting sick. While Greenpeace's actions may seem disruptive and hostile at times, its ultimate aim is to make the Earth greener and more peaceful.
Okay, everybody, let's take a look at the first sentence here. We've got a phrase to come into existence. We're using the past tense here. They came into existence. Sometimes we get tired of using the same phrases like since Greenpeace was founded or since Greenpeace was organized. So this is another way to say that something is starting to exist. It comes into being. So when did they first start existing? Well, it was some 40 years ago or around 40 years ago. Since then, it's been extremely active in staging protests to promote its causes. So they get a lot of publicity. A lot of the media covers their protests. So I think sometimes they do things that are a little crazy or violent to get a lot of media attention.
Yep, that's very possible. And existence, again, refers to the state of actually being there, the existence of something or other. Do you believe in the existence of ghosts, for example? Well, since they came into existence, you could also say came into being, since they were born, since they were established some 40 years ago, they've been very active in staging protests to promote their causes. Now, the first of these came in the year 1971. Remember, that's when they were founded. Activists helped to bring an end to nuclear testing in Alaska, on some island in Alaska called Amchitka Island. You might have to look that up in Wikipedia to find out exactly where that is.
I've never heard of it. Have you?
I haven't either. Yeah. 1971, my goodness, that was a long time ago. And, of course, I guess they were conducting some nuclear testing there. Greenpeace thought, that's no good. Nuclear bombs have lots of radiation.
Yeah.
It will get into the ocean. It will kill all that Alaskan king crab.
Cause cancer in humans.
Exactly. It might kill all those Inuits, Eskimos up there as well. So they protested this, and hopefully they brought a stop to that.
Well, they're also very active in lobbying governments. To lobby means you try to influence people like government officials. You try to get them to change their mind and agree with your point of view. Always in big governmental cities like Taipei or Washington, D.C., you'll have a lot of people who are lobbyists. And their job is to try to influence these officials to make decisions for or against whatever they're supporting. So they were trying to lobby governments and stage nonviolent protests. If it's nonviolent, it means they don't want anyone to get hurt, which is very important. They also tried to encourage nations to ratify the Kyoto Protocol.
Interesting. The word lobby actually refers to a kind of room in a larger building. It's kind of a central area where all the other rooms kind of lead from. So I guess that's where lobbying is conducted. When the government officials come out of their offices, there are people waiting for them in the lobby.
Like a hotel lobby?
Exactly. Trying to influence them and get them to vote in favor of their causes. So that has become a word here, lobbying governments. They're trying to influence them. And they also have these non-violent protests where they just kind of sit there and get in the way or something like that. They wanted to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. Ratify means something is formally accepted in a government. A government says, yes, we will do that. The United States ratified their constitution a long time ago. In this particular case, there was some kind of meeting in Kyoto, Japan, a long time ago. It's the Kyoto Protocol. Protocol usually refers to the way you're supposed to do things. Protocol, for example, sometimes in Taiwan, if somebody offers you a drink, you're supposed to accept the drink and drink too, even if you don't really like alcohol. According to protocol, you should drink.
Well, this particular Kyoto Protocol was an international treaty. A treaty is an official agreement that is made between different groups, different parties. Maybe two different countries get together and sign a treaty saying, I'll do this if you'll do this. This treaty was designed to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. If you have emissions or have an emission, it means something's being sent out or given off. And the greenhouse gas idea is that we're warming up the Earth's atmosphere by causing all of this air pollution. That's what greenhouse gas emissions are.
Okay, let's move on to the next paragraph here. It says, not all of Greenpeace's opposition tactics are so diplomatic. When we talk about having diplomacy or being diplomatic, that means you try to achieve what you want in a civilized way. You meet with people, you talk to them, but you don't get violent. You don't yell at them.
You're very polite.
You're polite. You don't threaten them and stuff like that. You're being very diplomatic, but here we're talking about some of their opposition tactics that are not so civilized, that are not so diplomatic. If we talk about tactics, we're talking about actions or strategies that you have in order to achieve some kind of goal. You could have military tactics, for example. how the army is going to invade a certain area in order to conquer the area, you would use special techniques or tactics.
Or I could say a really effective tactic for solving crimes these days is to do DNA testing and to see who the blood belongs to. Or maybe another tactic would be checking on fingerprints. Now, opposition means actions or opinions that show that you disagree with something, that you don't like what you're seeing, you disapprove of something that you're hearing about. So they use these tactics or methods to oppose some of these causes that they're against. So we're saying not all of their opposition tactics, the things they do, are polite. Sometimes they really make people mad. They cause a lot of bad feelings.
Exactly, and we don't want to have bad feelings, do we? We would
No.
go home and cry, and we'd have to call our mommies and ask them what we can do. And let's go back a couple of years ago to 2012, or at least last year here. Greenpeace activists managed to shut down 75 Shell gas stations in the UK. If you're in the UK, you'd probably call those petrol stations. Those are places where you buy gasoline for your car. And if you shut something down, that means you stop it from operating, okay? If you shut down a gas station, you do something so that the gas station cannot open and cannot sell gasoline to people.
Yeah, you're closing them by doing something. Well, why did they actually manage to close or shut down these gas stations? This was done to protest against the company's decision. The company here is Shell. The company decided to drill for oil in the Arctic. The Arctic is a region between the North Pole and the northern part of North America and Eurasia. It's very cold up there, and they were going to do some oil drilling. If you drill, you make a hole in something. To find oil or gas, you have to drill below the ground and go really low to find that gas or oil.
To drill, right? So your dentist will drill into your tooth, for example, if you need to get a filling. Ouch.
Ooh.
That sounds terrible, but that's what dentists have to do because we don't brush our teeth. We only have ourselves to blame. But here, Shell decided to drill for oil in the Arctic,
mm-hmm.
and that was going to cause some problems there, maybe damage the ecosystem in that region there. The ecosystem, of course, refers to the system of the environment from plants there to fish and how they all kind of go in a cycle. So, yeah, they were against that, and that's what they thought. So they staged this protest, which we will continue talking about in just a second. But right now, we're going to take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 我们今天要继续看绿色和平的这一篇介绍文章。一开始我们就提到了它是1971年成立，所以到现在有40年了。好，看到这个片语 come into existence， 也就是成立，开始存在。它呢一直以来都在 staging protests， 这个 staging 这个动词来自于 stage， 就是筹划或举行，所以呢它会积极的去发动去筹划这种抗议活动。那其中第一个活动下面就告诉你，在1971年它有一个反核子试爆的一个活动。那后来又提到绿色和平呢，它还极力的怎么样 very active， 很极力的很积极的 in lobbying government。 好，我们看到当你说在某方面，你会常常用到这个介系词 in， 以这边来说它要提的就是在哪两个方面非常积极。那一个就是lobbying government， 就是在游说政府，另外还有一个是 staging non-violent protests， 就是在筹组筹划启动或发动非暴力的抗议活动。它也因为这样促成了各国呢来批准京都议定书。这边有一个动词是 ratify， ratify 就是核准批准。那我们再来往下看，其实并不是所有绿色和平这个组织他们的手法都是很 diplomatic。 看到这个形容词 diplomatic 来自于 diplomat， D-I-P-L-O-M-A-T， Diplomat 是外交官， Diplomatic 讲的就是很有外交手腕的，很圆滑的，得体的。其实他们的那种反对手法没有一定这样子的具有外交手腕一般的圆滑得体。好，那后面又说了2012年他曾经想要让75家英国的壳牌加油站给关闭。好， shut down， 把一间工厂把一个公司给关闭。好，再来他又说这个呢是为了抗议什么。好，抗议什么后面会有个介系词 against， 大家注意一下，要反抗抗议这家公司当时要在北极进行石油钻探。好，注意到这个字 drill， 我们知道它可以当名词来解释是演习啦演练啦，可是 drill 它当动词来解释也是探勘，那尤其是用在原油的探勘上。那我们再来往下，诶，这个逗点有没有看到后面写一个 which， 当然是指这个石油探勘的事情。而后面呢他就说到这个会严重的损害什么，损害这个地方的 ecosystem， 这也是一个很重要的名词，讲的就是生态系统。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue talking about what Greenpeace did back in 2012. You might want to think about this. Was this okay for them to do, or did they go too far? What they did is they shut down 75 gas stations in the United Kingdom, Shell gas stations. They don't really have Shell oil here in Taiwan. I haven't seen any Shell gas stations here. And they did this to protest the company's decision to drill for oil in the Arctic. Greenpeace thought that that would damage the ecosystem in the Arctic there. Here's what they did. The activists from Greenpeace raided the stations and used an emergency switch to prevent gasoline from reaching the pumps. If you raid someplace, that means you kind of attack the place. You invade the place. You go in there, and you're not supposed to do that. Usually it's kind of like a small group of people. It's not like a big army, but like a small little platoon or something. You could raid the town, for example, and try to get some food.
Or a lot of times we'll use it to talk about the police. When they find out where criminals are hiding, they'll raid the criminals' hideout to capture them and arrest them. So usually we like to see this used in terms of the police raiding the criminals' places. But here these activists actually attacked these gas stations. They used an emergency switch to prevent gasoline from reaching the pumps. This is what they did. If you have an emergency, you're in a situation that's usually quite dangerous. You have an unexpected situation that arises, and you have to take immediate action. So usually you have an emergency switch in case something bad happens to turn that gas off. As most of you know, gasoline is very flammable, which means it can start a fire very quickly. So that's why they have those emergency switches.
Right. Gasoline, of course, as you said, is flammable. So don't smoke when you fill up your car at a gas station. They threw that switch. They turned it off, or they switched it off so that gasoline could not reach the pumps. A pump is a special kind of machine that makes liquid go from a tank into another tank. So, of course, if you want to get gasoline for your car, you need to use a pump. And to delay the company from switching the supply back on, protesters also removed a fuse from the pumps. This is a little technical here. Of course, the company thought, they switched off our energy there, so let's turn them back on. And the protesters thought, we got to stop them from turning them back on. So they removed a fuse. A fuse is kind of a safety device inside of electrical appliances. If the electric current sort of jumps suddenly, the fuse is between electric source and the actual device. So the fuse will actually break the circuit so that the electricity will not destroy the device.
So it's a device that causes electricity to stop flowing when the current is too strong. It kind of protects you. Well, they, I guess, were very clever. They not only hit the switch, they removed the fuse from the pumps. So even though Shell wanted to turn the gas on, they couldn't. Then what they did is they took a banner that said, Save the Arctic, and they draped it over the Shell logo. Usually if you go to a gas station, there's a big sign that tells you what company owns that station. This is the Shell logo. If you have a banner, you have a large strip of material or cloth, and it has some sort of design on it or picture or writing on it. And if you drape something, it's a verb that means you take something and loosely hang it on something or place it on something. For example, when I'm really tired at night, I come home to my apartment and I just drape my clothes over my sofa instead of hanging them up so I can just jump into bed.
Mm-hmm. Drape as a verb.
Uh-huh.
Drape as a noun also refers to some kinds of curtains that have a lot of cloth. You know, my mother used to have drapes in the living room, which were curtains that had a lot of cloth that were kind of hanging down from the top there. Well, what they did is they draped a banner, which is a large sign. They draped it over the Shell logo. I suppose the Shell logo is like a yellow shell against a red background.
It's a clam. Yeah.
It's like a clam, exactly, which is a shell.
Uh-huh.
And it said, Save the Arctic over that. So they were trying to let people know why they were turning off the gas pumps at the Shell oil station. They did that to draw attention to their campaign. To draw means to attract. They wanted people to notice their campaign and say, that's right. They're drilling for oil in the Arctic. That's really bad. I'm going to refuse to buy gasoline from Shell in the future.
Well, during the protests, police arrested 24 activists. So 24 people were taken to jail because of these things. Well, because of tactics or actions like these, some people have questioned whether the organization sometimes goes too far. If you go too far, you do things that are now considered to be bad in and of themselves. They're protesting something that they disagree with, but their actions are also something that people could be angry about. So some people think, you know, I like your causes, Greenpeace, but I don't like your actions. I don't think you should hurt other people. They forgot that some of these Shell gas stations are owned by people who don't work for Shell. That's their income. That's their job. So a lot of families lost money.
So maybe they went too far
there.
They exceeded what they were supposed to do. Well, Greenpeace also made news in Taiwan after it conducted a test which revealed that fruits and vegetables sold in traditional markets may contain toxic pesticides. If you conduct something, you carry it out, you can conduct research, or as in this case, you can conduct a test. You carry it out, and they tested fruits and vegetables in traditional markets, and they discovered that, hey, they might contain toxic pesticides. Toxic means poisonous, and a pesticide is a special chemical that is designed to kill bugs so that the fruit will be more healthy.
Yeah, they want to protect those plants or crops from those bugs or insects that kill them. So they wanted to let people know that, hey, some of these fruits and vegetables are not safe for you. Many of these pesticides are so harmful that they have already been banned in Europe. If you ban something, you forbid people from using it. You say that, oh, in the future you cannot use this or you cannot do this. So some of these pesticides were pretty strong, pretty toxic, poisonous. So they wanted to let people in Taiwan be aware of the fact that, hey, some of the stuff you're eating might be bad for you.
Indeed. So some people may think, who do they think they are coming here and telling us about our fruits and vegetables? But at the same time, they might be thinking, maybe our fruits and vegetables do contain toxic pesticides. We don't want to have that stuff in our diet. So you can decide whether that was good or bad. And Greenpeace activists hope that Taiwan's Council of Agriculture, the department in the government that takes care of things having to do with farming, agriculture, hopefully they'll take action, they'll do something about this to prevent people from getting sick from those toxic pesticides.
Well, while Greenpeace's actions may seem disruptive and hostile at times, their ultimate aim or goal is to make the earth greener and more peaceful. If you're disruptive, you cause a lot of trouble. You interrupt the normal progress or activity of something. You could be disruptive in class and your teacher gets mad at you because you're causing trouble. If you're hostile, it just means you're unpleasant. You're kind of harsh. So you're kind of unfriendly. So a lot of people, they like the goals of Greenpeace, but they don't like all of their actions.
Right. So they're kind of controversial. They might be disruptive and they interrupt things and all, and they might be hostile and violent sometimes. But again, their ultimate aim, the aim that they want to do, their goal is to make the Earth a better place, make it greener and more peaceful. I guess that sounds reasonable. I do like the color green myself, Stephanie.
Yes?
I don't think it's my favorite color. I'm kind of partial to blue. But of course, if we have more green, that means there's more plants. And as you know, plants help with photosynthesis and give us oxygen to breathe.
Yeah.
It's just a good idea to have lots and lots of plants around.
Well, this will be an interesting topic for you to discuss with your friends and classmates. What do you think about Greenpeace and their actions? Okay, everybody, it's time for a Chinese teacher.
好，我们继续来看这个绿色和平，这些激进分子，这些行动派的人，他们还 raided， 看到这个动词 raid 就代表突袭。那他们突袭的加油站，还有呢，他还用了一个 emergency switch。这个 emergency 原来是指紧急事件，当然这里是指他的紧急停止按钮。他用这个紧急停止按钮来阻止这些汽油呢运送到那个 pump 里头。好，那他后面又怎么做？他有手法，他解释说，他为了要delay， 就是拖延，他为了拖延这公司呢恢复这个石油的供给，他还怎么样？他还移除他的 fuse， 从那个帮浦里面呢，把他那个 fuse 给拿掉。看到这个 fuse 这个字，讲的是保险丝。好咯，好，这些行动，他后面又接着说了，他们在上头放了一个 banner， 指的是一块布条，上面呢就写着 save the Arctic， 也就是拯救北极。好，那当然这样子的目的在哪里很清楚，他后面有一个片语。Draw attention to something 就是表示要集中大家的注意，让大家注意什么，当然为了就是让大众们都注意到他们的抗议活动。好，在抗议活动期间，好，当然有很多人被逮捕，而这又是因为这种激烈的手法，所以他这边就提到有人就开始 question 当动词，就是质疑说这个组织有没有做得太过火。好，下一段就讲到这个绿色和平啊，他们也会 made news， 注意到这个片语，哎， made 其实在这个地方，好，跟 news 在一起，就是表示哎，登上新闻版面，成了台湾这边的新闻。好，尤其是他做了什么事，他说啊，他们当时做了一个测试，然后揭露说，诶，传统市场呢那些蔬菜水果是含有什么，含有 pesticides 就是杀虫剂，当然有很多这种杀虫剂是有害人体的，而且他提到在欧洲也被禁止。那我们看到这个句型哦， so harmful that， 这个 so 跟 that 在这边是分开的哦，如果你看到 so， 好，先加一个形容词或副词，然后后面再加 that， 那就是因为怎么样以至于怎么样，这是一个因果关系。好，我们再往下读，最后就是告诉大家，虽然说啊 Greenpeace这个绿色和平他们的行动好像看起来是会制造动乱，制造对立，不过这个组织它的终极目标 ultimate aim， 它的终极目标其实还是要让地球更绿化更和平。
We're out of time for today, but thanks for joining us. Come back soon for English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.